Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
There is no doubt about it. Strange things do happen, but not many things as strange as what's happening in the race for governor of Illinois. The primary election 2 days ago delivered to us a Republican candidate for governor who's a Bible-preaching soybean farmer in the tiny town of Xenia, population 400, in the deep south of Illinois, right next door, y'all, to Louisville, Kentucky. He is Darren Bailey, a member of the Illinois Senate, co-sponsor of a resolution to separate Chicago from Illinois. Because, he says, quote, Chicago is a crime-ridden, corrupt, dysfunctional hellhole. At age 56, Senator Bailey is all in all ways, to Donald Trump, endorsed and described by Trump as a truly conservative Republican, fiercely opposed to gun control and a woman's right to choose, which is how he's being described by his opponent, the incumbent Democratic Governor Pritzker, who already is spending millions of his Hyatt Hotels fortune to defeat Bailey in the November election, which Pritzker is confident that he'll win because Illinois is a fiercely Democratic state. So despite being endorsed by Trump, or maybe because he's been endorsed and described by Trump and by himself as a truly conservative Republican senator, Darren Bailey is not likely to become a truly conservative Republican governor.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.